Jarrett.
Dámy a pánové, ještě jednou hezké dopoledne a začínáme.
With these words, the fifth International Moda Praha Fashion Festival was declared open on Wednesday morning, an event dedicated to the European design world and to the new Czech trends of the upcoming year. From Lemar's elegant display of contemporary wedding dresses to the daring nightwear of the Středočeská Fashion Corporation, 145 leading Czech and foreign designers were represented on the catwalk this week at the Prague Exhibition Centre in Holešovice, attracting over 2,000 visitors on the opening day of the expo alone. Among those showcasing their latest conceptions were returning exhibitors from previous years, as well as promising new names such as North Trappers, allowing visitors to gain a sense of the direction in which European and especially Czech fashion is heading. Yet as the festival concentrates primarily on ladies' fashion, you can't help wondering whether clothing in the Czech Republic is still treated as an exclusively female domain. As women's rights organisations gain ground in the country, I posed the question, to what extent is this change in society reflected in the world of fashion? Jindra Konečná, a senior manager of the Moda Praha Fashion Festival.
Já si myslím, že stereotyp dnešní v naší republice a v dnešním světě.
I don't think that such a stereotype exists in today's society, since fashions from abroad have already been arriving in the Czech Republic for some time. People are better informed. Men too are much better informed, and there are no instances of the stereotype in which women prefer to dress well to a greater extent than men. I think that men also dress very well indeed, mainly since they have their own boutiques and facilities, even here in the Czech Republic.
I v České republice své butiky a své příležitosti.
However, despite confidence that the stereotype itself is diminishing, she adds,
žena vždycky byla a bude středem pozornosti, aspoň si to o sobě myslíme.
Women always have been and always will be the focus of attention in this area. At least that's what we personally think. Fashion is of course centered more on women. Women buy clothing more readily and furthermore men in particular buy for women. Therefore, that's perhaps why there's more ladies' fashion currently being produced in the country.
V podstatě větší zastoupení té dámské módy.
Altogether, it seems to be accepted that the core of the Czech fashion market, at least as represented at this year's Moda Praha Festival, is indeed predominantly the female customer, and that certainly in recent years, interest from male customers has been limited. The issue provoked various responses from visitors I spoke to at the expo.
Generally, the fashion is oriented, the market is oriented on ladies, on women, because they are the people who buy fashion and they buy it also for men.
Men slowly start to think about color, think about nice jacket.
Men are very, very uniform, maybe in Czech mentality.
As in many countries, Czech women suffer from the stereotype of their role as mothers and wives. But society is changing fast. Equality of the sexes is being increasingly brought into the Czech political spotlight. And as a result, the way the sexes dress is also changing. Martina Nevařilová owns the Navarila clothing design company based in Prague, one of the main exhibitors at the Trend Forum of the festival. She thinks that attitudes of Czech men are still quite conservative.
3 years ago, I made collection for the men also, and because I don't had customer for the men's boutique, I don't sold well that collection. This is why I am making more for the women's. And also, I think the women's in Czech, they are ready to spend more money, more often for the fashion or for themselves to look better than the men's, because it's still. And sometimes I hear that from my husband, the man have to smell like the man, and it's not that necessary how he look like. This is maybe a rest from the communistic time.
Do you think the situation is changing?
I am sure. The men, they start to use the perfumes and they start to care how they look like. Yeah.
And do you think this is reflected in the clothing industry?
Czech industry, it's a little bit slowly, I think, to refreshing the situation. But I am sure this is a good haul for the foreigners' company. They can feel the situation is changing and they are coming to the Czech market.
So it seems that Czech men and women really do see fashion differently. Yet the preconception that women dress well solely to fulfil a certain role expected of them by men is not as prevalent as it once was. As men get more interested in fashion, stereotypes are gradually being undermined. It seems that now, more than ever, it is a sense of personal interest on the part of the consumer, whether male or female, and a challenging creativity on the part of designers, which are driving the Czech fashion world forwards. Leaving us to wonder what the Moda Praha Fashion Festival will have in store in future years.